Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Long before she became a mother, there was one night she could never explain. It happened during the first year of her marriage when she and her husband were living in a small house tucked into the hills of West Virginia. They were young, just beginning their lives together, and money was tight, but neither of them minded. The little house was quiet, surrounded by trees instead of neighbors, and it gave them a chance to build a life of their own. Once the sun disappeared behind the hills, the world seemed to disappear with it. There were no streetlights, very little traffic, and few reminders that anyone else was nearby. She loved that kind of quiet. Her husband appreciated it for a different reason. He had little patience for superstition, and even less for ghost stories. If the old house creaked in the middle of the night, it was because wood expands and contracts. If the wind rattled the windows, it was because the windows were old. Every strange sound had a perfectly reasonable explanation, and she admired that about him, even if she occasionally teased him for being such a skeptic. One particularly hot summer weekend, a close friend came to stay with them. The three spent the evening talking on the porch until the heat finally drove them inside. They lingered around the kitchen table for another hour, laughing over old stories before deciding it was finally time for bed. Their guest settled into the spare bedroom while the couple retired to the room at the other end of the house. Despite having every window open, the air inside barely moved. The kind of humid heat that settles over West Virginia in the middle of summer seemed to cling to everything. The sheets felt warm, the pillow never seemed cool enough, and every time she closed her eyes, she found herself waking again a few minutes later. She rolled from one side to the other, hoping to find a comfortable position, but sleep refused to come. Sometime after midnight, she rolled onto her back and opened her eyes. Someone was standing beside the bed. She didn't scream immediately because for a brief second her mind tried to make sense of what she was seeing. The figure looked like a young woman, perhaps in her early 20s. Her hair was neatly pulled back, exposing a face that appeared calm, almost gentle. She wasn't dressed in anything remarkable, though afterward she could never clearly remember the clothing. What she remembered was the woman herself. She wasn't completely solid. Moonlight slipping through the bedroom window seemed to pass through her just enough to make it obvious she wasn't an ordinary visitor. She wasn't glowing or surrounded by light. She simply appeared less substantial than everything else in the room. The young woman never spoke. She didn't reach toward the bed or move any closer. She simply stood there, looking at her with an expression she would later struggle to describe. It wasn't threatening. It wasn't sad. If anything, it felt thoughtful, almost as though the woman were studying her face, quietly taking in every detail. The moment lasted only seconds, or perhaps it lasted much longer. Even years later, she couldn't honestly say. Then, just as suddenly as she had appeared, the woman was gone. She immediately woke her husband, her voice shaking as she tried to explain what she had seen. He was awake in an instant, convinced someone had somehow entered the house. Grabbing a flashlight, he searched every room, looked behind every door, checked every window, and even stepped outside to walk around the house. Every window remained locked. Every door was still secured from the inside. The gravel driveway showed no sign that anyone had come or gone. He eventually returned to the bedroom and gently suggested that perhaps she had experienced one of those vivid moments between sleeping and waking that could seem impossibly real. She wanted to believe him. The explanation made sense, and little by little she began convincing herself that exhaustion and the oppressive heat had probably created an unusually convincing illusion. Then a scream echoed through the house. It came from the spare bedroom. Both of them hurried down the hallway to find their guest thrashing beneath the blankets, crying out for someone to leave her alone. Her husband managed to wake her after several anxious moments. But when she finally opened her eyes, she looked completely bewildered. She had no memory of screaming and insisted she hadn't been having a nightmare. She remembered falling asleep, and then she remembered standing in the bedroom surrounded by two frightened friends asking if she was all right. No one went back to sleep. The television stayed on for the rest of the night, filling the silence with enough background noise that the house no longer felt quite so empty. They talked until dawn, searching for an explanation that made sense. Perhaps the heat had caused vivid dreams. Perhaps the unfamiliar surroundings had unsettled their guest. Maybe the timing had simply been an extraordinary coincidence. By sunrise, they still had no answers. Eventually, life moved on. They left the little house, settled closer to family, and before long discovered they were expecting their first child. The strange experience became one of those stories that resurfaced every few years whenever conversations turned toward the unexplained. Her husband never enjoyed telling it, but he never denied what had happened that night either. As for her, one detail never faded. The years slowly blurred the layout of the house, the furniture they owned, and even the sound of their guests' frightened cries. But whenever she thought back to that humid summer night, she could still picture the young woman standing quietly beside the bed, looking at her with an expression that felt strangely familiar, as though she already knew her in a way that should have been impossible. Their daughter arrived the following spring, healthy and full of life, and before long the strange night in the little house became little more than an unusual story from before she was born. The demands of raising a child had a way of pushing everything else into the background. Sleepless nights were no longer caused by unexplained visitors, but by midnight feedings, teething, and the endless worries that seemed to come with being a first-time parent. For several years, she rarely thought about the young woman she'd seen beside the bed. The memory would occasionally surface when someone asked if she'd ever experienced anything she couldn't explain, and she would tell the story exactly as it had happened. Her husband would usually listen quietly before confirming that he couldn't explain the screaming from their overnight guest any more than she could. He never claimed to believe they had encountered a ghost, but he had long since stopped insisting that there had to be a simple answer. Their daughter loved hearing the story. As she grew older, she requested it often enough that it became part of the family's history. She knew exactly when her father would remind everyone that the house had been locked up tight, and exactly when her mother would describe waking to find a young woman standing beside the bed. Friends heard it during sleepovers, cousins heard it during family gatherings, and before long the story had become one of those tales everyone associated with the family. It never changed. The years passed quickly, carrying their daughter from childhood into her teenage years, and eventually into adulthood. Like most parents, she occasionally found herself studying her daughter's face without really thinking about it. Sometimes it happened while the two of them were talking across the dinner table. Other times it was simply catching her profile as she looked out a car window or watching her pull her hair back before leaving the house. At first, there was nothing unusual about those moments. Then one afternoon she caught herself staring. Her daughter had laughed at something, then gathered her hair into a loose bun before heading out the door. For just an instant, a memory she hadn't visited in years came rushing back with surprising clarity. It wasn't enough for her to draw any conclusions, and she quickly dismissed the thought as coincidence. After all, daughters often resemble their mothers. There was nothing remarkable about recognizing familiar features in someone she had watched grow up. Still, the thought lingered. She never mentioned it to her husband because it sounded ridiculous, even inside her own head. Every time she considered saying it aloud, she imagined how impossible it would sound. She had spent years telling the story of the woman she had seen that summer night. Now she was wondering if the face she remembered had somehow become tangled with the face she saw every day. It was easier to say nothing. As the years continued to pass, the resemblance became harder for her to ignore. It wasn't simply that her daughter looked like her. There were little expressions that seemed strangely familiar. The slight tilt of her head while listening. The thoughtful way she would quietly study someone before speaking. Even the calm expression that settled across her face when she was deep in thought. Every so often, without warning, she would catch herself looking at her daughter and feel an unexpected chill of recognition. She questioned herself constantly. Memory had a way of changing over time. She knew that. Perhaps she had simply allowed two completely unrelated images to merge after so many years. She wondered if she had unconsciously rewritten the memory until it fit the face she knew best. It seemed far more reasonable than the alternative. And yet, whenever she closed her eyes and pictured that humid summer night, the same young woman still stood beside the bed. She eventually stopped trying to argue herself out of it. Instead, she accepted something she couldn't explain. She wasn't certain the young woman had been her future daughter, and she never claimed to know such a thing was possible. But deep down, a quiet belief began taking root. The more her daughter matured, the more convinced she became that she had seen the same face long before that child had ever been born. It wasn't a belief she shared with anyone. Not because she was embarrassed, but because she never wanted her daughter to hear the story and feel frightened by it. If there was any truth to what she had slowly come to believe, it didn't feel dark or threatening. The young woman beside the bed hadn't seemed angry or lost. She had simply stood there looking at her with a quiet familiarity that had puzzled her for decades. Over time, the memory itself began to change. She no longer remembered the fear first. Instead, she remembered the way the young woman had looked at her. There had been no menace in her expression, no warning, no sadness. If anything, there had been an unmistakable sense of recognition, as though the woman standing beside the bed had already known exactly who she was. She kept those thoughts to herself for years. Then one ordinary evening, a simple question during dinner would finally bring them into the open. The conversation happened almost by accident. Their daughter was home for dinner one evening with a close friend when someone asked if anyone in the family had ever experienced something they couldn't explain. Her husband smiled as soon as the question was asked because he already knew which story his wife was about to tell. Their daughter laughed, admitting she'd probably heard it 100 times over the years. It had become such a familiar part of family gatherings that she could almost tell it herself. Her mother smiled and began the story once again. She described the little house in West Virginia, the unbearable summer heat, waking to find the young woman standing beside the bed, and the screams that came from the spare bedroom only moments later. She told it the same way she always had, carefully choosing her words, never adding details, and never leaving any out. Then her daughter's friend asked a simple question. What did the woman look like? For a moment, she didn't answer. Instead, she found herself looking across the table at her daughter. The room grew unusually quiet as memories she had carried for decades seemed to settle all at once into a single realization she could no longer keep to herself. She admitted that there was something she had never told anyone. As the years passed and her daughter grew older, she had begun noticing little things she couldn't ignore. It wasn't simply that they shared family features. It was the expression in her eyes, the way she tilted her head while listening, the calm look that crossed her face when she was deep in thought. Little by little, the young woman from that summer night had begun looking more and more like the daughter sitting across from her. For years, she convinced herself she was imagining it. She blamed memory. She blamed coincidence. She reminded herself that faces change over time and that parents naturally see familiar features in their children. Every reasonable explanation seemed more believable than the thought that quietly lingered in the back of her mind. She wasn't claiming to know what had happened that night. She couldn't explain it then, and she couldn't explain it now. But somewhere along the way, she stopped thinking of the young woman as a stranger. In her heart, she had come to believe she was looking at the daughter she hadn't even conceived yet. She had never shared that belief because she didn't want it to sound frightening. To her, it had never felt frightening. When she thought back to that night, she no longer remembered waking in fear. Instead, she remembered the way the young woman had quietly studied her face. There had been no anger, no sadness, and no sense of menace. If anything, the expression had always seemed gentle, almost comforting. Over the years, she had come to wonder if the young woman had somehow been searching for her. Not to haunt her. Not to warn her. Simply to find the woman who would one day become her mother. Her daughter listened without saying much. She had expected to hear the same story she'd heard since childhood. Instead, she realized her mother had been carrying a private thought for years, never wanting to burden anyone else with it, until that simple question had finally brought it into the open. Her husband wasn't surprised by what she believed. He admitted that over the years he had noticed her lingering whenever she described the woman's face. He assumed she had simply become emotional remembering that strange night. He never realized there was another reason she always paused before continuing. None of them pretended to know what had really happened. Perhaps it had been nothing more than an unusually vivid experience on a hot summer night. Perhaps memory had slowly reshaped itself over the years. Or perhaps there are moments that simply refuse to fit inside the explanations we expect them to. Her mother has never tried to convince anyone that her belief is the correct one. She simply knows what she feels whenever she remembers that night. Long before she ever held her daughter in her arms, before she knew her name or imagined the life they would share together, she believes they met for just a few quiet moments in a small house tucked into the hills of West Virginia. Whether that was a ghost, a mystery time, we'll never explain, or simply a mother's way of making sense of an unforgettable night, she cannot say. She only knows that every time she looks at her daughter, she's reminded of the young woman who stood beside her bed all those years ago, and she still can't help believing that somehow her daughter found her first.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.